Hello there. Welcome to Healthy Cooking with your friendly Italians. I'm Jim Burrell.
And I'm Marilyn Burrell.
And we're here with two very special guests from Parker's wonderful restaurant or grill and tap house. We have Chef that I've known this guy for a long time. He was up at the Country Club, Chef Jay, and with him is the manager Carol, right? And we welcome. And we're going to be talking about the busiest restaurant in the area.
I think it is. I think I think you serve food that's most people like. I mean, it isn't particularly gourmet, nor is it just down. You've got a large variety that you serve, so it does please many, many palates.
And it's good comfort food,
yes.
And it's what people like, and you do a good job with it. So we're going to be talking about all those things. We're also got some recipes for you. We're going to give you a recipe for the best potato salad in the world.
According to Jim Burrell.
You didn't have to say that.
According to Garb, but it's according to Jim Burrell.
And we got a recipe for poaching chicken wings and then roasting them. And not frying them. And then you put your sauce on it. And then a nice fish fillet with a little lemon and panko on it. So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
And they'll be all on the website at the bottom.
Yes. So Parker's has four restaurants in this area. Newark, Geneva, Auburn, and the best of the lot, Seneca Falls, right? You're very lucky we're very lucky to have this restaurant here, and I think most of the people in this community support it and really like it, and rightfully so.
Now, Carol, do you manage just this one, or do you manage all of them?
I manage Seneca Falls and Auburn.
Okay.
We started Auburn in 2000.
Yes.
January 16th, 2000. Mm-hmm. And Seneca Falls was January 16th, 2011.
Okay. There you go.
All right, there you go.
So we share the same anniversary.
There you go.
Well, for you people that don't know about Parker's, it's got two dining rooms. It's got a party room.
Yeah, and the party room is lovely.
A great party room.
We went to a Kentucky Derby party there in the back room, which was loads of fun. We really enjoyed it.
And a wonderful bar with all kinds of tap beers local beers. We've got to talk about that. And outdoor dining. So you cover the full gamut of what's out there. Let's talk about the menu. You have finger food, you have salads, burgers, soups, the best soup around. We went there for lunch today, and we had a lobster bisque to die for.
That you could die for.
This guy makes the best soup around, let me tell you. So you can have sandwiches, you have hot and cold sandwiches. You can have a pastrami sandwich. He's got a smoker out in back. Smokes the ribs. You got Mexican food. You got a kiddies menu. You got desserts. You got coffee with a little yang yang to it. Do you know what that means? All right. You have fish fry on Friday nights. You have prime ribs on Saturday. You've got grilled pizzas. You got smoked ribs, which Jay does. You've got local wines, and you have wonderful beers on tap. How many beers do you have on tap?
We have 30.
30 beers on tap. So
do you change them regularly?
Change them all the time. I've started to carry a lot more local because people just want local. They don't want beer from out west. They want beer from New York State.
And then there are so many more beer places, breweries around. I mean, this is another whole new business that's sort of cropped up in the last few years.
It's very big, very big.
And do you, what about local wines? Do you sell a lot of local wines?
Sell a lot of local wines.
Okay, Finger Lakes wines. And some of the white wines, mostly the Rieslings and that, are some of the best in the world.
Amazing.
You can't beat them. Yeah. So this covers all the, and don't you have a band come in on
Thursday
on
nights?
Thursday
we
nights,
have live music, except for football season. We don't do it on Thursdays during football season.
Well, where I sat today, what was in the side room, I could see two televisions at the same time, one from the mirror this way, and then I look up here. So I could see two games going on at the same time.
You usually have sporting events, don't you?
Right. And we do have the Sunday ticket for
and
football season, which is great because you get every game.
Oh, you get every game. So how does that work?
Every TV has a different game on it.
All right.
So you watch your own thing, right? Did you have the horse race on this?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that was
great. Crazy. Triple crown. Yeah. Yay.
Was the bar full?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's talk about some of the things that Marilyn and I like and we'll talk to you about those. Jay, you have something that's very unusual. You don't see it in restaurants. You have perch on the menu. And I think that perch fillet is the best eating fish in the world. It's just a wonderful, wonderful fish. But you don't see it that often. But it's a great, great fish. We used to serve it at the Ghoul. I used to get some olive oil and garlic and put it in there and dip it and then put it on the grill and do it. It was good. But that's a great, great item that you have. You also have fresh tuna sandwiches.
Yes.
You hear what I say? I said sandwiches. That's not the way you're supposed to pronounce it. Sandwich. I can't even say it.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches. Which is another nice item. Now, do you grill that?
Yes.
You grill it and...
Or seared. Sometimes we sear it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have any particular spices or anything that you're putting
in? We have a pepper blend that we use on it.
And another thing you don't see around here locally is the lobster roll. Which you serve, which is fantastic.
It's a destination
a
item.
Yeah.
People come from all over for that lobster roll.
It's got, and the price is very reasonable.
Right, and there's not a lot of people that serve lobster around, but a lobster roll is really, really good.
And your calamari, you do something a little different with your calamari. You fry it, but you have the pepper rings that are in vinegar pepper rings.
Yes.
And they're a little spicier. The whole dish is a little spicier.
Don't you pour something over with some spice?
A little lemon juice.
A lemon juice.
Which is another great dish. Let's talk about some of your sandwiches. Everybody seems to like your pork burgers.
That's something you can't get anyplace else.
Tell us about what's in a pork burger besides pork.
I put some chili powder in it and Cajun seasoning that I make.
So you make your own Cajun?
Yes.
Okay. God bless you. I can get up and kiss you.
I learned that from you.
There you go. He would have made his own, yes. Yes. In those days, yes, he would have.
It's local pork. Comes from Bostrom Farms.
All right, where is Bostrom?
Bostrom Farms is in Penyon. Well, not Penyon.
I think it is Penyon.
Hopewell, up that way.
So it's a local farm.
It's a local farm, and they do a great job. Great job.
And that, you know, this is the whole new thing about using local.
We promote it a lot. Yes. Eating, you know.
Well, all over. I think that's the change in the American menu. Is basically that, you know, people are trying to use local products and trying to make things, and they do taste better than being shipped from God only knows where, right? So.
You also have something that I'm glad to see that you have on the menu that you don't see a lot, is the Italian beef sandwich, which a lot of people look at it and they say, well, what is an Italian beef sandwich? What the secret ingredient?
It's the giardiniera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know what giardiniera is.
That's right. Tell us, Jay.
We puree it. I add some banana peppers to that, the same peppers we use for the calamari.
Okay.
All right. So, but the giardiniera is basically...
That's what makes
marinated vegetable, right? Yes. Yeah. A combination of things like
cauliflower, carrots.
There's
celery. Pepperoncinis.
There's a place down in Louisiana called City Grocery or something like that, which started the muffaletta. And the muffaletta uses somewhat of the...
Jay does a great muffaletta.
Oh, yeah?
He makes an amazing
muffaletta. Do you use it as a special sometimes that you do?
Yeah, and a lot of parties, a lot of the grazing parties we do.
That's great.
And my favorite is you have a beef tenderloin sandwich, which is a really, really a nice dish. I really like that. Everything is good, you know. You also smoke your own ribs?
Yes.
Wow. And the greatest comfort food in the world you have, a open-faced pot roast with mushroom onion gravy with mashed potatoes. Now, how you can't get any more comforter than that.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It's probably my favorite.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
That's a great, great dish.
So tell us some of your favorites, Carol. What are you?
My favorite. I love the scallops.
Yes.
That's my dinner on Sunday, or every Friday night. I have scallops. I love Jay's pasta dishes. He does great carbonara. He does great saute dishes. We can go above and beyond what a lot of the other Parkers do because we have a larger kitchen.
Oh, is it?
We have a saute station. We have room. We have extra ovens. We have extra burners on our stoves.
And the other restaurants do not have Jay.
Right. Right. We have an advantage.
You damn right you do. And, you know, he even his Mexican food is good.
Oh,
you have any Mexican in your blood?
No.
But I
worked in a Mexican restaurant.
Did
okay.
You? All right. Because, you know, I've always liked the quesadillas. You know, if when I'm in doubt, that's what I order. But I love your quesadillas. So.
And we can't talk enough about the soups that you have there. You have a very spicy soup, which is zucchini and sausage soup, which is...
Well, tell us about how you came about making some of these soups.
He won't tell the secrets.
Well, not the secrets, but just what motivated you to make some of these combinations? Because the lobster bisque is not the normal lobster bisque you get. Not what I ate today.
A lot of practice, I guess.
A lot of practice.
Yeah. Years and years
of practice.
I just
want my soups to be better than other people's, so...
Well, you certainly do work at that.
Good ingredients.
And the
that always makes sense. Yeah.
And the French onion soup is real French onion soup instead of this dehydrated crap that you get in some places. Really, really good. So we have the soups. You also have some great salads. You have a steak salad, right?
Yeah. That's a big seller.
You have a chef salad. Now, when you talk about a chef salad, we're not talking about a house salad. We're talking about turkey and ham and that type of stuff in it. So it's a chef salad.
What do you find are probably your more popular dishes?
The most popular dish is a burger. We sell more burgers than anything. We do about 1,700 burgers a month.
And they're half-pound burgers.
And they're half-pound burgers.
Except
from
for the one...
From Indelicato's.
Indelicato's. It's all Indelicato's hamburger from Auburn.
Yeah.
Yes.
They do a great job for us. I've been doing business with them since 2000.
Okay.
We buy our burger just from Indelicato's.
Do you sell many of the 1 pound burgers?
Yes. We have a lot of students. They come in. They have contests who can finish them first. I had a woman about 75 years old the other day order one, and she ate the whole thing.
Oh, God love her.
Oh, dear. Well, and you also have an Asian salad, too, and that's good. You got your burgers, and you have the kids' menu. And for people that want things on the lighter side, you have some vegetarian items on there. You have the portobello, the grilled portobello, on a ciabatta. Where do you get your bread?
Where do we get our ciabatta?
The ciabatta comes from Palmer's.
Palmer's, okay. And you hummus with pita, you can have also a half soup, half.
Yeah,
sandwich, which
so
is
can,
good.
You know, if you're trying to watch your diet, we all try to watch it. That's all I do is watch it.
Yeah, we watch it, and then we go back to the good stuff.
Even though it's called the light side, believe me, the calories are still there.
I know, they're still there, right.
And then, you know, you also have coffee, but it isn't just coffee. It's got all these wonderful things in it, different kinds of coffee. Besides Irish whiskey, there's all kinds of things in there.
Mexican coffee.
And then you have desserts, cheesecake, mud pie, and Maryland's favorite.
Do you make any of your own?
Creme brulees.
You make the creme brulees?
We make creme brulees. A lot of the desserts are actually made to order. Like when we order them, they're made for us.
For what you want.
From a company in Rochester.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
And Maryland, they have Have you ever had their chocolate lava?
Oh. No, I should, though, because I'm a chocoholic, yeah. But I haven't.
We also have vanilla gelato, which is delicious.
That's great.
I'm going to come over and kiss you. That's wonderful. You're talking right up my alley. Let's talk about the beers.
Okay.
You say you have a lot of local beers. Mm-hmm. Give us a scope of some of the names of the beers that you have.
First thing I'll tell you, we have Brooklyn. We carry Brooklyn Summer.
And now, the guy is from this area.
The Steve Hindy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who I went to school with, younger brother. But it's so neat having somebody from Seneca Falls being in Brooklyn, owning a brewery, and, you know, supporting them. And I had a gentleman come in and say to me the other day, do you know what the significance of Brooklyn beer is? I go, yep. You know, Steve's from Seneca Falls.
Mm-hmm. And did you know that another fellow, local fellow, worked for him as a salesman?
Geb Suen.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Wow. We have Climbing Binds from Pen Yan, which they're doing a great job.
What was that?
Climbing Binds.
Okay.
Because binds are actually what hops. It's not a vine, it's a bine.
Well, it grows.
Yep.
You know, you're beginning to see around here people putting hops in, too. Now, all of a sudden, in the farms, you're beginning to see the hops.
Ithaca Brewing Company does a great job. Mm-hmm. We have several of their beers on draft. Naked Dove from Canandaigua, they do a great job.
I'm noticing a lot of IPAs. That seems to be the trend these days, IPAs.
People love IPAs.
Yeah, okay.
The more grapefruit, the more bitter they are, people love them.
Yeah. Well, you package it all, and it's a wonderful place to go. I'm glad that you stopped by to talk about this, and we surely appreciate this place in town. And it's always good to see my friend over here, Jay.
So is there any other things you'd like to tell that we might have forgotten?
Well, just I would mention the back room a little more. We can do a lot of parties. We do wedding rehearsals. We've had weddings back there. We had the derby party, which I tried to make it look like somebody's living room back there.
It was kind of cool. I really enjoyed it.
It can hold up to 55 people sitting to eat. We've had grazing parties of 80, 90, 100 people.
And you've had meetings also. Meetings.
Gould's Pumps uses us a lot for meetings in the back. The teachers union is there today. So we can use it for anything, which is great.
Well, it's a great spot.
We're lucky that you're here in Seneca Falls.
Yeah, we are. We're very fortunate.
We've noticed that there's a lot of eating places in Seneca Falls. I'm hoping that is a sign of the tourism growing. I do think we have some, we've got between all the wineries and now the breweries, but you also have the National Women's Hall of Fame and the Women's Rights National Park, and being involved in the National Women's Hall of Fame, we're getting a lot more a lot more groups coming in. We had to go hire some people to even take care of it because we weren't open on Mondays and Tuesdays and found that we really needed to be. And they're going to the Seneca Museum and all the museums. You know, we really have four or five museums in very near your restaurant.
We see many of those people.
Yes.
Many.
Yeah, so they're going, it's an easy place to recommend because you know that it'll meet anybody's needs. If you recommend some other things, not necessarily, you don't know what the people like, but you know that they can find something at Parkhurst. So.
All right, I told the people we have some recipes for them. They're available through the station. I want to talk about the secret ingredients in the best potato
salad
in the world.
All right, tell them about that one.
And I'm going to ask Jay if he thinks this is a good way to go. You take your potatoes and you cut them up, and I like Yukon Gold. You could also use new potatoes, and steam them or put them in water, in salted water, and drain them immediately. And as soon as they come out, mix together. Da da da! The secret ingredients: pickle juice and a hot and some mustard, and pour that over the top when those are still warm. Mix it up and put it in the refrigerator. Now you have the basis of making a really great, what I consider, potato salad. What do you think of that, Jay?
Sounds good. Yeah. I'll have to try that.
And then he mixes light mayonnaise and sour cream and a little sour cream and plain yogurt, and he uses the dill, the pickle relish, a little of that.
Yeah, I use pickle
too.
Relish in the mix, and I might put some peas or corn in it, depending on. But you got to, that first step has got to happen. So that's a good recipe for you. Now, how about chicken wings? Well, you know, Jay does wonderful chicken wings, but what I've been trying to do is trying to not fry and still get a crispiness out of a chicken wing.
So he's trying all kinds of, we keep trying different ways to make chicken wings.
So in this recipe, I'm going to take my chicken wings and split them if they're together, and I'm going to simmer them in water for about 6 or 7 minutes, and then pull them out and dry them off, and then put a little olive oil on them, a little pepper, not salt, just pepper, and put them in the oven, cook them in the oven for a while, take them out, then put your salt out, and then use your whatever type of sauce you want on it. That's completely up to you. So they tend to be crisp and a lot of flavor to them and tender, so it works out pretty well. And the third recipe I have, which is a simple recipe, which you're taking fish fillets, a light fish, a tilapia or something of that nature. The thicker, the better. And you're gonna bake it on slices of lemon, and then you're gonna take it out, and then you're gonna take some panko and crisp it up. Panko is breadcrumbs, Chinese breadcrumbs, and you're gonna mix in some zest and some dill and olive oil, and then crumble that over the top of the fish and serve it. It's almost like, what's that dish with the cod that you get over in Auburn and a lot of places? There's a name for it.
Egg scrod?
Scrod. It's some that, but this is a little more lemon involved in it and stuff.
What fishes do you like to work with?
I like the cod myself.
You use the cod rather than the tilapia or the perch?
I use a lot of fish.
I would imagine.
Yeah, Friday night's a good night for you. Get a lot of people eating fish on Friday night. Good. Well, there it is. That's what we're doing, and we thoroughly enjoyed our day.
And we remember
tomorrow.
All right.
Tomorrow, the local
farmers market down. And I noticed that several farmers markets are starting. The Syracuse farmers market started today. And we encourage everybody wherever to use their local farmers markets. So we encourage you to do that.
I stop there every Wednesday morning.
Right. Do you? Yeah.
Jay goes, oh, no, now what did she get?
What did
now
she get?
What ideas does she have?
Yeah, right. Well, they have such wonderful stuff, and they do serve a lunch, you know, and it's just wonderful. It really is. So I encourage everybody to use their local farmers markets.
And the next time we get together, we had just gotten back from New York, and we went to the World Trade Center.
Oh, what a!
And we encourage you to go.
This just opened when they just opened the tour of the World Trade Center, and we went Saturday morning. We will discuss it another time.
Right.
But if you get to New York, do take it in. It is an incredible tour.
And I don't know, Jim, are we going to get Chef Ben in next time around, you think?
Sure.
And we thank you so much. I know it's a hard time in the restaurant business to take your time at lunchtime at your busy time, but we thank you very much for making the time, and you know, we wish you the very best. We know that it's the stalwart of downtown Seneca Falls. Right. So
we're very happy that you're here.
Well, we appreciate you asking us to be here.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So until next time, ciao.
Ciao.